Stand-up comedy is often seen as a job for the boys, but that image is slowly changing thanks to women like Mel and Sue, Joe Brand and Victoria Wood. Kathleen O'Rourke is an Irish comedian who has been on the circuit for less than a year. Paul Staunton asked her how she got started.
It was out of kind of desperation, really, that I chose to go into comedy, first of all, because I'd gone to college and got my degree and wasn't getting a job out of it, and what I did in college was mostly kind of comedy sketches and drama sketches and that kind of thing. So I really wanted to do something, preferably in radio or television, to do with comedy, but I didn't have enough experience or anything else. So I had heard about this open mic place in Dublin, and I just sort of started looking up the details before Christmas last year. But previous to that, I'd always said it would be one thing I would never do. It terrified me. And eventually, as I say, it turned out to be the only thing that I didn't need references or a CV for or any experience, and I could just go up and try it, and I had nothing to lose.
And you said that you'd be terrified about doing stand-up. How do you feel now when you're performing?
Petrified still. I get into an awful state of nervousness. Like, there's been a lot of times that I've ended up really asking myself, why am I doing this to myself? Why have I chosen? And I know that before a couple of gigs, I decided that once I had it done, I would never do it again because it just wasn't worth it, because I would physically be really, really tense and feel horrible about it. But I suppose it's a cliche, really, but, you know, it is such a good feeling when it goes well. And at this stage now, I've had enough bad gigs to know that I'll survive anyway.
Yeah, and what is it about it that makes you keep going? Like, what do you like about doing stand-up?
I suppose it's just the affirmation of people laughing. You know, it's, as I say, the reason I wanted to go into comedy in the first place was because I just really liked having a laugh, and it sounds very simplistic and sort of kind of a bit ideal, but I just really enjoyed laughing with my friends. And so once I started it, not only is it a great feeling to have other people laugh with you, I like to think of it as with me, but yes, also once I started getting to know other people on the scene, then they would be really supportive. The other comedians that I've met along the way have been really supportive, and I go in to do my gig and then I get to spend the rest of the evening watching really, really good comedians. And laugh my head off all night, and I really couldn't think of any career that would be more ideal for me.
Is there anything you do just before going on stage? Have you any superstitious habit or anything like that?
I love when people say break a leg. It's one of those things that I've told myself, if nobody says break a leg, the gig is going to go badly. I have myself convinced of that. And I try not to prompt them to say it. But my parents know that I love to hear it, so they nearly always say it. But I've had plenty of gigs go badly after they said it, so...
Is there anything you do before going on stage to get rid of nerves?
I just kind of try to do some breathing exercises that I have made up for myself. So that's it, really. I keep intending to do yoga because I'm told by those who would know that it is the business.
What would you like the future to be?
Right, ideally... I'd like to marry a male comedian. I think that's a part of the reason why I do it so often. You get to meet really nice men there. Maybe you should edit that out, Paul.